combination.
I love it.
And actually hit the bell with the gavel.
You know, those seats, that went together quite nicely, I thought.
It was almost rhythmic.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Bob FM and the Almanac, brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Let's get into it today. Today, Thursday, February 16th. By the way, yesterday's Almanac, the longest ever, 25-some minutes.
Oh, boy.
Practically the length of an episode of Seinfeld.
We better shorten it up today.
That's pretty long. I don't know how we just lose track. I mean, you know, when you're having fun.
There's a lot of good stuff yesterday.
Time flies. Thursday, February 16th, 47th day of the year. This date, 600 A.D., 600 A.D., Pope Gregory the Great issued a papal decree declaring God bless you as the proper response to a sneeze.
So this has been going on for a while.
God bless you, 600 A.D.
Is that Gesundheit in their
German
speak?
German. Isn't Gesundheit, isn't that German?
Yeah, probably.
It's something from Eastern European area. But there was the episode of Seinfeld where he tried to change it. Instead of saying God bless you, he'd say you're so good looking. That's what they tried to change it to on Seinfeld.
Probably didn't work.
Oh, there are people doing it though. Okay. People celebrate Festivus. You don't realize the effect that Seinfeld has had on this society. 1858, the first ironing board patented by William Vandenberg and James. It took two guys to patent the ironing board. Two guys to come up with it.
Well, it's getting that leg to stand down and then getting it to fold back up.
Right.
It's not an easy process.
Well, especially the cheaper ones. It's got that little lever underneath that you don't know. It doesn't always catch. And
right.
And it is a mess. And it's been probably 3 or 4 years since I've used an ironing board.
At least.
I'm thinking about getting one of those, just those steamers where you hang your clothes and you kind of steam them.
You know,
I almost purchased one of those at Target. 1858 and 1868, the Jolly Corks organization. They were the Jolly Corks in New York City, changed their name to the Benevolent Protective Order of Elks. So the Elks Club. The Moose Club, the Elks Club, the Eagles Club, all those. The Elks Club began this date 1868, but their original name, the Jolly Corks.
Sure.
Corks, like you put in a wine bottle.
They weren't afraid to pull a cork.
The Castro era began on this date 1959. It was the Cuban Revolution, and they overthrew the military dictatorship of Fulgencio Batista.
Sure.
And Castro and his buddies took over on this date 59. We soon learned not to like Fidel Castro.
Correct.
He wasn't one of our buddies. 1972, let's go to Phoenix as the LA Lakers are taking on the Phoenix Suns. And Chick Hearn has the call on this date.
Here he goes, the 30,000 finger roll, one footer, no good, tip by Wilt, no good, but it counts. Is that some way to get to 30,000 points?
Wilt Chamberlain got his 30,000th point on this date, and he got it on goaltending. Somebody,
Nate Thurman.
Basket interference.
Yeah.
Trying to defend. It was fingertip roll, little back door, reverse
pivot.
Wonder
who they were
playing. Drop step for Wilt. For Wilt. The Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
Oh, let's see. Who would have been on that team?
Wasn't Dan Marley.
Alvin Adams.
We don't have time for you to go through memory lane.
Sorry.
But the 30,000th point for Wilt Chamberlain. Of course, he had since been then later passed by Kareem, and a number of other people have passed him. LeBron James is only 10,000 points shy of Kareem, and he's 32. If he played, I did the math, if he played another 7 years and averaged about 23 points, he would surpass Kareem as the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. There's a Wilt Chamberlain scoring off the court joke there.
Right.
With 30,000 points, but we're not going to go there. It's been said before, people.
Right.
1987, John Demjanjuk went on trial in Jerusalem. He was Ivan the Terrible.
God bless you.
He was a guard at the Treblinka concentration camp known as Ivan the Terrible.
I remember.
He was in hiding. They found him. They brought him to Jerusalem. He faced trial. He was convicted. But the Israeli Supreme Court overturned the ruling. That was back in 87. 2005 was a sad day in sports because they officially canceled the NHL season. The 04-05 season had been stopped because of a lockout. Yep. It was an owner's lockout. The big issue, as always, the issue is in these the salary cap and salaries of players. Players' salaries had gotten so high, but they weren't measured with the actual NHL isn't the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. They don't make as much money.
Right.
They don't get as much money from their TV contracts, but they still had these guys making a lot of money, and these teams were going broke. There were teams, Edmonton, the Canadian teams. You saw the Canadian teams. Of course, they moved out. But the Canadian teams, they were going to fold if they didn't have a lockout in 04, 05. They were going to fold. Yeah. So the whole 04, 05 season wiped out. No Stanley Cup, nothing in 04, 05.
Wow.
Can you name one of the and then when they came back with some pretty good rules. No more two-line passes.
That was one.
When you ice the puck, you can't substitute. That was another one.
Oh, okay. I thought that was more recent than that.
No,
okay.
Nope. That came after the 04-05 lockout. And also the trapezoid came in after that. Okay. The trapezoid back behind the net.
Yep.
That's a Brodeur rule, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
04-05, bad day. 2007, video footage, and I know you were shocked by this. I remember you going into your office and hiding. Video footage of Britney Spears showed the singer emerging from a tattoo parlor in Sherman Oaks. She had a bald head and a pair of red and pink lip tattoos on her wrist.
Hey, Uncle Fester.
She had a little bit of a breakdown, let's just say that, Britney Spears, on this date, 2000. She has since rebounded.
Yep.
2011, IBM supercomputer Watson emerged as the big winner. It was man versus machine.
I don't remember this.
On TV's Jeopardy, Watson out-answered human competitors Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter. They were both former Jeopardy champions.
How did the computer chime in? I mean, did he?
Watson.
Who pushed the button for Watson?
I don't know. You know the thing, when you're facing a computer, there was the chess thing, too, where Watson played chess against Kasparov or somebody.
Yeah.
Fisher. And, you know, if you're losing, just unplug him. I mean, that's the easy way to win.
Right.
Just unplug him. And you know, Watson's doing taxes now. Have you seen this?
No.
H&R Block has IBM's Watson doing taxes for people.
Sure.
So that's quite a demotion.
Yeah.
That would be like Monster Truck Gravedigger being reduced to furniture delivery or something.
It's not the same.
No. So Watson might be doing your taxes. That's because Watson at one time was the most powerful computer ever.
Yeah.
From IBM.
Well, it's a supercomputer for crying out loud.
2016, a judge ordered Apple. There's an issue. There's a thin line. You have your national security and privacy, and those two things were button heads. Back in 2016, remember the San Bernardino shooters?
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure.
Killed 14 people, and FBI needed to hack into an iPhone to get information about these people, where they came from, their plans and everything. And Apple would not give them the proprietary information on how to hack through the security, through the encoding and encryption technology. The FBI eventually did it themselves. But it was quite the controversy as Apple declined to voluntarily help. That was 2016. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Boba Fett is having a birthday.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
The Empire will compensate you if he dies. Put him in.
Oh, the man who played Boba Fett, that's Empire Strikes Back. Han is being frozen in carbonite. Jeremy Bullock, that wasn't his voice. Actually, somebody else did the voice, but the guy in the Boba Fett suit, Jeremy Bullock, is 71 today. Happy birthday. Expect to see a Boba Fett standalone movie, probably.
Oh, I don't even
know. Now that Disney's got a hold. You don't even know who Boba Fett is?
No.
I'm turning your mic off. William Catt is 66 today. Happy birthday to him. He was the greatest American hero. Curly hair, he had a perm. I don't know if that was. Do you think his curls were natural?
I don't think so.
Had to be.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Joey Scarberry singing the hit song.
Yeah.
Robert Culp was on that show. He was his police buddy. Basically, the premise of the show was aliens gave him a super suit, but no directions. He didn't have the directions, so he didn't know how to use the suit, so he didn't know how to fly anything. William Catt, believe it or not, greatest American hero, is 66 today.
Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer all night long.
Smooth sounds here.
Love her today. Find
James Ingram. James Ingram teaming up there with Quincy Jones. He's 61 today. And, of course, he did the song Just Once, which has my favorite starting line of any song. I did my best, but I guessed my best wasn't good enough. James Ingram is 61.
He's a good singer. No doubt about it.
He did Yamo Be There, too. Yeah. Yamo Be There with Michael McDonald. 61 today for James Ingram. He was the engineer on the USS Enterprise. So we've had both engineers of USS Enterprise celebrating. We had Simon Pegg, who's the new Scotty.
Yes.
And then in Star Trek The Next Generation, it was Geordi LaForge, played by LeVar Burton.
Cool it, Link. Rick, you got a cool it, Link, in the engine core. I can't shut it down. I estimate 2 minutes to a warp core breach.
Things aren't going well in engineering near the warp core and the warp engine.
He had the glasses, right?
The visor, because he was blind. Blind, and that visor allowed him to see.
Oh, nice.
He played Kunta Kinte in Roots. You may remember that. And he was the
kind
host.
Kind of his start.
He was the host of Reading Rainbow.
Oh.
LeVar Burton is 60 today. Have you ever had a warp core? Has anybody ever breached your warp core? A doctor or anybody?
Well, it's kind of personal.
It is. Okay. I probably shouldn't ask about that.
No.
All right, LeVar Burton is 60 today. The one and only rapper, and he does a lot of acting, and he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah,
and he's
pretty
somewhat
good
entertaining. It's Ice-T.
Is that Ice-T?
Nope, it's Lemonade.
Come on, man.
Is that Ice-T?
Lemonade.
Ice-T.
What's with these people, man? Lemonade. Read the sign.
That's a very good
Lemonade.
Spot.
Read it.
Okay.
That was a good sign. It was a good spot, good signs, and Lemonade, Ice-T. The one and only Ice-T. He is 59 today. He had that reality show with his wife, Coco.
Coco. Yeah.
Ice loves Coco.
Yeah.
Law and Order shows. One of a long line of rappers with Ice in their name.
Right.
Can you name? How many can you name?
Well, Vanilla Ice, Ice-T, that's all I know.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Bud Ice. Shaved Ice.
Ice Cube and the Trays.
There was Flavor Ice.
Yeah.
Ice Auger was another rapper. A northern rapper from Canada. Yeah, Canadian Ice Shanty from the Yukon Territory. Ice Pick, too. There was Ice Pick. So happy birthday to Ice-T, 59 today. Lisa Loring. Any idea who and what she was?
Oh, I know for a fact she was Wednesday.
She was Wednesday.
Adam's Family.
From the Adam's Family TV show Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh, Wednesday, Pugsley, darling. How was school?
Terrible. Especially history.
Yeah, they never tell us anything interesting, like how many heads they chopped off in the French Revolution.
We're going to make history interesting by living it.
You mean we're going to chop off someone's...
There she is.
There she is.
A slightly macabre.
Yes.
And they actually took it, if you see the movie that they did with Raul Julia.
Yes.
They took it even a little further for that Wednesday character. Very macabre, very dark.
The eye shadowing and the whole deal.
Lisa Loring, who is Wednesday, Pugsley's sister.
Yes.
Pugsley's sister.
Pugsley
the one,
was a little portly.
He was, he was on the cutting edge of childhood obesity.
Yes.
Was Pugsley.
He shopped in the Husky section.
Yeah, I don't know what he was eating there. They must have had a pretty good kitchen there at the Adams Family. They were feeding him. Everybody else was pretty skinny. Although we don't know about Cousin It. Couldn't tell how fat he was under all that hair. Lisa Loring is 59 today. How about Johnny Mack?
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious. That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up. It was clearly it. How can you possibly call that out?
John McEnroe, the bad boy of tennis. Now think about this. He's 58. If he played in this era, we wouldn't have John McEnroe going crazy because they have that new appeal system where it's video and it's graphics and it's computer and it actually shows right where the ball hits.
Lands, yes.
You know, for centimeters, millimeters maybe, as far as the relationship to the line and the ball.
Hone right in on it, like right on top. Yeah, it's... he would not have had
We wouldn't have had these. Or Ivan Lendl wouldn't be whining, oh, come on, guys. Come on, that was clearly out.
Yeah.
John McEnroe is 58 today. He does some commentating now, as you know. He was the bus, Jerome Bettis, 47.
Pretty good player.
Bowling ball of a
running back.
A running back, primarily. Didn't he start with the Rams and then went to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Where he kind of, really came into his own.
And he's a Hall of Famer. He's 45 today. Here's our rapper of the day. Our we had Ice-T.
Right, right.
He's legitimate. Here's another one, Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, boy.
Rapper Lupe Fiasco.
Not real familiar with his work.
Is 35 today. She is the younger sister of the other Olsons, the Olsen twins from Full House, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Her name is Elizabeth Olsen. She has been in the last couple Avengers movies.
What was she?
And she was in the Captain America Civil War. She was the Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
she's
sure.
The Scarlet Witch of the Avengers.
Okay.
And she played Ms. Audrey in I Saw the Light, opposite Tom Hiddleston.
Okay.
Well, I'm a shepherd now. I was there since our night.
But these divorce papers are in order, right?
They definitely are. Mr. Guy and I took care of that. You'll take notice that it's been notarized as well.
Yeah, I see that.
Hard to understand.
She's the mom of Hank Jr. She's playing there. They're getting married in a garage.
Miss
at a
Audrey.
Gas station.
Is that Miss Audrey?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, very nice.
Elizabeth Olsen playing Miss Audrey. She's 28 today. And he's kind of one of the hottest things going right now.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it.
Who's this?
It's called The Weeknd. He's got some crazy hair.
That's his name,
that's
The Weeknd?
That's his name, The Weeknd. Well, that's his performance name. I got his real name here. His real name is Abel Makanen Tesfaye.
I'd go with The Weeknd.
So he went with The Weeknd, short. Yeah. And it's The Weeknd without the third E.
So he took out W-E-E-K-N-D?
Yes.
Okay.
The Weeknd. And his song here is Can't Feel My Face. He Can't Feel My Face. He wrote that after he went to the dentist.
Right. It sounds like he recorded it while he was still having struggles.
He certainly didn't go to the barber. 27 today for The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. All right. Don't have anybody named The Weeknd in the Gone But Not Forgotten list today, but let's take a quick peek. We have former Vice President Henry, please call me Hank Wilson. Now, do you know who he served under? Be an outstanding trivia question. Nobody would get it. President Ulysses S. Grant was who he was the VP for, Henry
you know,
Wilson.
Unless the VP became president, it's hard to remember. Spiro
hard.
Agnew, it's easy to remember Spiro Agnew. We can remember him. We remember Walter Mondale because he's from here. But a lot of the vice presidents, they're lost in obscurity.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Let's see, writer and screenwriter Albert Hackett, 1900. You may not know the name, but if I said the movies like The Thin Man or It's a Wonderful Life or The Diary of Anne Frank, you go, oh, well, those are pretty good shows, and he's the guy who's behind the screenwriting for those. Hall of Fame ventriloquist, father to Candace Bergen, Edgar Bergen in the 30s, along with his dummy Charlie McCarthy. They were a legendary comedy team. He was born on this day, 1903. Got their start in vaudeville and then went in to make many a show and a movie. Pretty good stuff there. All right, let's get to some audio here because I'm sure you have something from actor Hugh Beaumont.
And he played...
He was the patriarch of the Cleaver clan, Ward Cleaver.
Warren, do you think Wally is really serious about growing a mustache?
Well, that stuff on his upper lip this morning wasn't crabgrass.
Honestly.
Of course, it solves one problem.
What's that?
We know what to get him for Christmas. A mustache cup.
Always the voice of reason, Ward Cleaver.
Oh, yes. That's not crabgrass. Hugh Beaumont was born on this day, 1909. She hails from Mound, Minnesota. And she was the youngest of the three Andrews sisters. We're talking about singer Patty Andrews.
When he plays Reveille, he's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot, a toot.
She lived to be almost 95 years old.
He can't blow a note unless the bass.
Yeah, she just passed away
2013, yeah. You know, they sold, her and her sister sold 75 million albums.
They were the Weeknd of the 1940s.
Evidently. They started performing together in the 20s and performed through the mid-60s. Maxine Laverne, and that was Patty Andrews, who was born on this day, again, from Bound, Minnesota, 1918. Singer Otis Blackwell was born on this day, 1932. You remember Great Balls of Fire, of course. He wrote that song. Jerry Lee Lewis made it famous. Fever, you may recall. Don't Be Cruel, All Shook Up. Pretty talented songwriter. Otis Blackwell, 1932.
Peggy Lee had a big hit with Fever.
There you go. Former singer and U.S. Congressman Sonny Bono, 1935.
You're my first love, you're my last.
There he is.
You're my future, you're my past.
You could say he has a unique voice.
Yes.
And loving you.
Or had, he's gone.
All I ask.
Skiing accident.
Skiing accident in California. Very funny, had a great sense of humor, a great laugh, and course
really,
with Cher.
Really outpunted his coverage when it came to Cher.
Yeah, he did well there. And their variety show was great. Sonny Bono, born on this day, 1935. He was a North Korean leader, dictator, killer, murderer.
His son is now the leader.
One of his other sons got poisoned to death.
Was murdered. Kim Jong-nam.
Yeah, this is Kim Jong-il, was born in the city 1941. We're not going to talk. And then actress Margot Hemingway. She was a model and was in a couple of movies, Lipstick and Inner Sanctum, born in the state 1955. Troubled life, suffered from depression, and eventually died of an overdose. Suicide, they ruled it as an overdose. Margot Hemingway, she was the granddaughter to the great writer Ernest Hemingway, and she was born in the state 1955. They're all gone, Jim, but not forgotten.